Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Caitlin. How may I assist you?
Hi, I was calling to find out about a charge on my credit card.
All right, what's your zip code?
66109.
All right, and your name?
Clifford Jordan.
And if you can just confirm either your email address or the mailing address.
It's BLAACKY 1905 at yahoo.com.
All right. All right, so you will receive two charges, a shipping and handling fee and a membership fee. It was from when you got the foot massager on the 23rd of February. It also signed you up for an online store membership called Factory Direct Savings Store. Go ahead.
I didn't ask for any of this.
Say it again.
I didn't ask for any of that, and I didn't sign up for any of that knowingly.
And you didn't get the massager either?
No. I did order that, but none of this other stuff.
Okay. It was in the listed in the terms and conditions that you would be charged within, like, maybe 48 hours.
How do I dispute this? Because I don't want this.
Because you agreed to the terms, it makes it a valid charge. I can do a partial refund of 50% of that. But it does qualify as a valid charge only because you agreed to the terms.
I'm going to dispute it. You can give me the 50% off, but I ain't paying this. I didn't ask for none of that. Okay. All it said was shipping and handling on a foot massager.
Okay. Well, anytime you do the disputes, that's the only thing they go based off of is your information being listed here in the terms and conditions.
They're kind of hiding all this stuff.
No, it's not hidden. If you didn't read it, I definitely understand, and that's not an issue, but it is listed there, and the bank does not necessarily actually.
It's a good game, but I'm not playing it.
Okay, that's fine, sir. I'm just stating, like I said, with the bank, when they call in for the disputes, they don't look into as much as what you might think. They only go based off of what is in our system and what we can verify. And if we can verify you agree to the terms, that makes the charge automatically valid unless someone had actually hacked your account and, you know, used their name and their information and you didn't get the actual product. That's the only way you would get, like, a full refund through your bank. And
I want this cancel, and I don't want no monthly nothing.
Okay. I can make sure you don't get charged anything else, and I can cancel it for you. Do you have something to write down your cancellation number?
Yes.
Okay. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. It is C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
259.
Mm-hmm.
101-556. Okay, hold on. Your email is the email blackie19015@yahoo.com.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to see your email. One second, I just want to make sure it goes through first. Okay, I want to see your email of that also.
I got it.
Okay, so we've been canceled. The refund can go back immediately. Sometimes it takes 3 to 5 business days, so it'll be within that time frame. But I did go ahead and cancel it and do the refund for you.
Thank you.
All right. And I do thank you for calling the customer service. Have a good day, sir.
Good.
Thank you. Bye.